USA News, I'm Lance Prime. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is traveling to Beijing this weekend. Blinken's trip marks a rare high-level meeting between the United States and China in a period of heightened tension. His visit helps pave the way for additional meetings, including a potential one-on-one between President Biden and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping later this year. Communication and meetings between the United States and China have soured in the last few years due to the pandemic and political tensions. The president of Belarus says the nation has started taking delivery of nuclear weapons from Russia. President Alexander Lukashenko said that some of the tactical nuclear weapons are three times more powerful than the atomic bombs the U.S. dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. The deliveries mark the first time Moscow has deployed less powerful, shorter-range nuclear weapons outside of Russia since the fall of the Soviet Union more than 30 years ago. Another cyber attack has hit the U.S. government. Government authorities say they are working urgently on damage assessment after several U.S. agencies were hit in a global cyber attack. U.S. cybersecurity officials said yesterday the ransomware attack appears to be part of a widespread and coordinated effort to exploit a vulnerability in a widely used software. The mayor of Miami, Florida, is tossing his name into the 2024 presidential race. Francis Suarez became the first Hispanic to enter the growing field for the Republican nomination. He announced his run on ABC's Good Morning America yesterday, a day after filing official federal paperwork. Texas state law now requires college athletes to compete against athletes of the same sex they were born with. Governor Greg Abbott signed Senate Bill 15, known as the Save Women Sports Act, into law yesterday. The governor said it's unfair for women to compete against men for scholarships, titles, and athletic records. USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this month with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 100 different wines, including Cabernet, Sparkling, Pinot Noir, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Find what you love, love what you find, at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
The Department of Justice has announced Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira, who's accused of leaking dozens of intelligence documents to the online gaming service Discord, was indicted by a federal grand jury on 6 counts of retaining and transmitting classified national defense material. Teixeira is a 21-year-old from Massachusetts. He was arrested by FBI agents in April and faces up to 10 years in prison and a fine up to $250,000 for each count. Also from the Department of Justice, they are expected today to release the findings of its 2-year investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland will be joined by Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and MPD Chief Brian O'Hara. They are scheduled to appear this morning. Food and Drug Administration advisors are recommending that COVID vaccines be updated for the fall.
The unanimous vote came Thursday, favoring new shots that can target emerging subvariants of Omicron. It's still not totally clear if new vaccines will be recommended for everyone or just certain risk groups. Meanwhile, the CDC Advisory Committee is set to meet soon and talk about updating COVID boosters, among other shots. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Singer Dionne Warwick had to cancel a show outside of Chicago this week. Warwick says she started having issues with one of her legs. The good news, she says, is she's already on the mend, but needs time to get back to 100%. Lance Pry, USA News.
The classic Kentucky Fried Chicken sandwich, crispy chicken, 100% white meat with crunchy pickles and mayo. It might just be the best KFC chicken sandwich.
Oh, don't forget KFC's spicy chicken sandwich. It brings the heat.
Also very good.
Topped with a kick of spicy mayo, it might just be the best.
One of the best?
Okay, one of the best KFC chicken sandwiches out there.
Agree.
Oh, yeah.
Choose your flavor with KFC's chicken sandwich in classic
or spicy.
That's finger-licking good. Price participation may vary.